Madam.
I'm sorry for making you talk about Fernie.
That's okay. I
I
like to
guess
talk about Fernie.
Fernie's pretty fun, you know. Can I have a chaise? That'd be great. I was wondering, did you see our blankie? This is just a little self-serving here. And then, I guess if, in that same vein, are there parts of the office that are just really bare and are just crying out for some fine craft work?
Yes, I did see the blankie. In fact, it was really funny because Nemo was literally talking about it at lunchtime and like how awesome it was because he'd seen the pictures. And then we came back from lunch and there it was, arrived and waiting for him. So that was super, super impressive, super cool. And yeah, there are big swathes of the office that could do with decoration. And so I'm actually thinking of having I've been planning for a while some kind of competition or something, so that to encourage people to send stuff in. Although the other thing is that there's so much great stuff that people have already made. I mean, some of the pieces of artwork and stuff that I actually am thinking I might try and rustle up some cash and make a few art purchases to decorate our apartment, or rather our office. So yeah, there will be opportunities to decorate the office, and you know, stuff is gladly received.
Does that answer it for you, madam?
Sure thing.
Okay. Rudisto, waiting very patiently.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to say that Cleaver, you've gotten me into pirates, and it now consumes my life. Twice this year in public speaking class, I've oriented my speeches based around pirates or something to do with them, and I've dressed up for the occasion. But
Nice.
that's not the point right now. Oh God, I forgot what I was gonna
Dressing like a pirate's so much fun. I still do it all the time. And indeed, if you'd see me at E3, I was wearing my pirate hat all day long.
Was it a savvy hat?
It's not a savvy hat, no. It's kind of a really beaten up old tricorn, black, gold rim, you know.
Oh,
It's seen
right.
better days, but it's very homely. Me and that hat now go back a long way.
From the description, that reminds me of the hat that Jack Sparrow wore in Pirates of the Caribbean, which, by the way, is a fantastic movie.
It's not quite like that. That one's a bit more leathery and a bit more like the savvy hat. This one's more like a Puzzle Pirate's tricorn, but it's kind of soft. It's a felt hat. It's very good. It's water resistant. Very fine. You can angle the tricorns are great because you can angle the peak in a different direction depending on where the sun is, so you can always kind of keep the sun out of your eyes. Very handy.
Okay, back to Caspian. I think she's adding on to an earlier question. Oh wait, yeah, okay, Caspian and then Pisces.
Earlier you were talking about target audiences and that sort of thing. There seems to be, I'm 20 myself, and there seems to be a lot of us in the 20-something range. Has there been any thought to targeting like college campus type things, people in that age group?
Yeah, a few people have suggested that, and we've succeeded in doing approximately nothing about it. One of our admitted major failings as a company is that we've never put enough thought or effort into marketing. I think this is what you know commonly happens when you have a bunch of game designers and engineers and artists and you know generally dorks who like to make things running a company and driving it rather than you know a bunch of as I call them fondly blue shirt dudes who you know are really into doing business and deals and buying ads and spending other people's money and so forth. So yeah, I think that's something that we could definitely put some effort into, and it is actually on my list to have a campaign this coming autumn with the new intake. We keep sort of missing the boat, but this autumn seems like a good time to do it.
So we should get dressed up and run around college campuses in the meantime, right?
Well, there's no one there right now, but yeah, next autumn certainly getting dressed up and running around college campuses. Hey, that's always fun though, you know, regardless. It doesn't matter if anyone's there.
Okay. Of course, college students are all poor, as many of us could probably attest to. But not too poor to pay for a subscription. It's amazing what you'll pay for.
Amen.
Beer and Puzzle Pirates.